You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, November 1st. Hard to believe it's already here. Royal Caribbean has announced a 12% increase in their daily gratuities, effective on November 11th. Now, this is the second hike for the cruise line in 14 months, raising the charge from $16 to $18 per person per day for a standard stateroom. And suites went from $18.50 per person per day to $20.50. The previous increase was in September of last year. And some quick math here. Back in 2013, the gratuity was $11.65 per person. Going up to $18 is a 55% increase. And the Carnival Jubilee, set to launch from Texas next month, recently achieved a milestone by becoming the very first Carnival vessel to navigate the River Ems in northwest Germany. The conveyance from the Meyerwerf shipyard in Papenburg, Germany to Emshaven, Netherlands, was executed smoothly, with the ship being sailed backwards up to the North Sea, assisted by two tugboats. The first sea trials are slated for November 5th. Carnival Jubilee was also the very first Carnival cruise line ship to be built in Germany. The other two Excel-class ships, Mardi Gras and Celebration, were constructed in Finland. And a Sitka resident is making another attempt to limit cruise traffic in the city of Sitka through a ballot initiative. Now, his first petition was denied, but he now has submitted a second one and would like to establish a tourism section of the Sitka General Code and include fines for boats exceeding visitor limits. The city has 2 weeks to respond and determine the petition's validity. If rejected again, he plans to put pressure on the assembly to take action. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 0.5%, 11.46. Royal Caribbean down 1.3%, 84.73. And Norwegian up 0.6%, 13.60. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Wednesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.